hearts ready to, and minds ready to listen and learn. So just kind of get prepared internally as we get ready for main worship today. A couple of announcements. We have a Living Well Church, their Celebrate Family Day picnic coming up on September 7th. So kind of save that date. That's less than a month away now, September 7th. It's going to be at the Lions Club Shelter at Lowell Park. And we'll have flyers out with details on it, what's going on, all the activities and everything. So you can kind of look those over. This Jeanette's very good about making sure we're well informed of what's going on. And also, there are only three Wednesday nights left for one of the small group Bible studies on entire sanctification and spiritual growth. Those are held at, 7 p.m. here. I can't think all at once, but 7 p.m. right out there in the front room on Wednesdays. And John's very good at keeping it to an hour, so it doesn't take long. So we do pretty good at that. And then the teens group today, Mr. Dan Long is going to be showing the movie God's Not Dead. So even welcomed adults. If anybody wants to go down there and watch that.
Certain adults.
But you did. So God bless you. I'm going to get ready to worship God together.
Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
It's Sunday.
Your love is ready. Your
we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before Him in the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
seated as we prepare to hear the words of life this morning. We're going to open the scriptures in a little bit. I was thinking, I don't know why this morning, but I was thinking early this morning. It just popped into my mind. The words that a professor wrote on my paper in red when I was clear back in college. This is almost 30 years ago. He wrote some very critical words on my paper. And you know what? Occasionally I still think about those words. Now, 30 years later, I'm looking back and thinking, you know, he was just being overly critical. But for a long time, those words bounced around in my head because they hurt. They stuck in me like a sliver. And it hurt. And every time something bumped up against that, it hurt. And I was thinking also that as we get ready to hear from God this morning, his words are healing, faithful, and true. Now, they may hurt a little bit, maybe a lot. In fact, I've asked for special prayer this morning. I'm going to be preaching on a topic that I'd rather not preach about. But it's part of Jesus' teaching on adultery. So I've asked for special prayer and special prayer covering this morning. Would you join in that prayer covering with us? But as we get ready to hear the words of Jesus this morning, remember that these words are words of life. Amen? Even though they may hurt a little bit, this is where the life is. This is where the healing is.
Sing and over again. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Wonderful words, wonderful words.